It's NFL preseason time. Pro players are running, snorting, and knocking heads in training. The season starts September 9. Joe Gibbs, the former head coach of the Washington Redskins, wants to give the players another kind of training, financial literacy. This summer, he partnered with Strayer University to offer the team a primer on financial basics, from credit cards to maintaining a household budget. Coach Joe Gibbs joins us now from the offices of Joe Gibbs Racing in Huntersville, North Carolina. Coach, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, well, I'm excited about having a chance to join you.
And are football players, in your mind, especially vulnerable to financial problems?
I think any young person that has a chance to get a substantial amount of money would probably be in very much the same situation. Mm-hmm. I think it could happen to anybody. I use my life as a good example. In 1981 through 84, I went through a real financial mess for me and my family. And the bottom line is it took me 4.5 years of our financial life to come back out of that. So it can happen to any young person, I think. And the younger people in our society, particularly athletes, that get large sums of money, it's just a little bit of a natural trap. And you get the money. People suggest you could get in this deal, that deal. You trust someone. And I had a lot of young people come through my office when I was coaching with the Redskins. And when we got down to the problems they were having, at some point in there, I'd say, are you in financial trouble? And they would say, yes, I am. And, of course, that then impacts how they can play football because they're worried about all kinds of issues and things, and particularly their financial future.
Yeah, Sports Illustrated says 78% of all NFL players go bankrupt or in financial stress just 2 years after they retire.
Right, and so that was my motivation. I saw a lot of great young men obviously play for me. You know, one thing about football, you go through a lot of ups and downs, and you see a lot of them kind of lay it on the line for the team. You admire them, and you're wanting that the fact that they're getting a chance to play football, they're going to get a great financial reward for that, and you would hope that that would set them up for life. Mm-hmm. And yet, in many cases, the opposite is true. But then I started thinking about it and said, gosh, wouldn't it be great to put together a program, a simple program that fit into the player's schedule, that would kind of give them from A to Z, these are the things to look out for in your financial life.
Yeah. Now, the story of Mark Brunell, former Redskin quarterback, and a few other teams, is often taken as exemplary. He signed contracts for $52 million in his career, and yet he filed for bankruptcy.
Well, Mark played for us, and that's a perfect example. Here's someone that's one of the neatest guys you'd ever want to be around, a great team guy. High-quality guy, great family guy. Okay, now here's someone, just like you mentioned, that had the benefit of a lot of money, but all it takes is one mistake, mm-hmm. being in the signing up for the wrong open-ended venture of some kind, and you could wind up in a mess like that. And I think Mark Brunell, if you knew him, you would say first-class person. When that came out and went public, I think it highlighted the problems that are out there in this area. And, it did highlight kind of what we're talking about. We presented this to the players at no cost to the players. It was strictly a gift. It's nothing where you're recommending investments or somebody to go to talk about investments. It was strictly the help to have someone self-help themselves in finances and to try and make good decisions and realize where the traps are out there.
Coach, you realize that a lot of people, football fans, are just not going to have any sympathy for players who they often consider to be spoiled, overpaid kids in any case.
Well, I think that may be the case. I will say this to everybody out there. I coached, you know, two different times for 15 years as a head coach and really was in coaching for 40 years. That is not what I saw out of young people that played for me. I did not see... on our football teams, I saw a lot of high-quality young people. I saw them totally dedicated, wanting to be the best football player they could be. Now, do you have some examples of people that go through there, or they're highlighted, where they're, you know, they're selfish and looking out for themselves, and they may say or do ridiculous things? Yes, But a lot of these guys would sacrifice for the team. So I did not see that. I saw a lot of young people that when you get up real close to them and get a chance to know them and see them going through the good times in football and the bad times in football, you really learn to respect them, and I did as a coach.
Yeah. These seminars going to go beyond the red circle of Redskins?
I hope it is. We're going to have a meeting coming up here with D. Smith and the Players Union, and we're going to talk about things. We just want to in any way try and help and promote this program and to see if there would be an interest in getting it to other teams and other players going forward in the future.
Coach, you're always welcome here. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Joe Gibbs, author of the book Game Plan for Life, speaking to us from the offices of his racing company, Joe Gibbs Racing in Huntersville, North Carolina. Thanks so much, Coach.
Thanks, Scott.